Audio Renaissance presents The Highest Tide by Jim Lynch. Read for you by Fisher Stevens.
Chapter 1. I learned early on that if you tell people what you see at low tide, they'll think you're exaggerating or lying when you're actually just explaining strange and wonderful things as clearly as you can. Most of the time, I understated what I saw because I couldn't find words powerful enough. But that's the nature of marine life and the inland bays I grew up on. You'd have to be a scientist, a poet, and a comedian to hope to describe it all accurately. And even then, you'd often fall short. The truth is, I sometimes lied about where or when I saw things. But take that little misdirection away, and I saw everything I said I saw, and more. Most people realize the sea covers two-thirds of the planet, but few take the time to understand even a gallon of it. Watch what happens when you try to explain something as basic as the tides, that the suction of the moon and the sun creates a bulge across the ocean that turns into a slow and sneaky yet massive wave that covers our salty beaches twice a day. People look at you as if you're making it up as you go. Plus, tides aren't news. They don't crash like floods or exit like rivers. They operate beyond the fringe of most attention spans. Anyone can tell you where the sun is, but ask where the tides are, and only fishermen, oystermen, and deep-keeled sailors will know without looking. I grew up hearing seemingly intelligent grown-ups say, "What a beautiful lake!" No matter how many times we politely educated them, it was a bay, a briny backwater connected to the world's largest ocean.